In the name of Satan, amen. Oh, the mics came on live a little sooner than I was expecting. What's up, gang? John Papagiorgio with Papa's Basement.
Look at you, full of surprises.
Yeah, that was just a laugh and a half. That's what I call that little that little gag-a-roo right
Mr.
there.
Mr. Poppin' Fresh over here.
So much in the way of hijinks to come this episode. You can listen to the show by going to inpapasbasement.com. New episodes every Monday and Thursday, thereabouts, something like that. What really helps us, if you're fans of us, and I'll introduce who the rest of us are in a minute, if you go to inpapasbasement.com/iTunes and subscribe there to the podcast, that way whenever the hell I get around to uploading it, it's going to instantly be on your iDevice, your phone, whatever the hell you have subscribed. And if you're a Stitcher user, a very cool mobile app for getting podcasts, inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher. I'm being nodded at, kind of headbanged at by Arena. Arena is in studio with me as well. What's up, Arena?
I'm just enjoying the last of that Mike and Ike. Those are good.
They're good. They're delicious. We'll get to that in a second, actually. I have a Mike and Ike segment we're going to do now.
Courtesy
really? Of you. You want to get a hold of Arena on Instagram or Twitter, it's at MileHighJew.
Ooh, so professional.
I just posted a video of her eating a salmon and eggs bagel.
Yep.
It's as sexual and delightful as you think it's going to be
as,
from the description.
As it is Jewish.
Yeah, it's like hearing, oh, she's eating knockwurst smeared in onions. It's just seduction at its finest.
Knockwurst is delicious.
Over there is Howard Flood. There, I remembered your stage name.
Appreciate it, man. Say, your introduction reminded me. You got a great crew today. You got a Jew, a Catholic, and then a Greek Orthodox miscreant. So, like, we kind of covered a lot of ground there with three religions.
That's true.
Yeah.
We just need a Negro Buddhist, and we're covered. 100%. At what the effin' heezy for that man over there, if you want his tweets. I don't think he does Instagram, do you?
Not yet. I'll get there.
We
Not
all
today.
Do eventually.
Give it 5 years.
Will it even be around in 5 years, in all honesty? Do you think so?
You know, I started thinking about that about Twitter because Twitter, the big highlight of it was that you could talk to celebrities in the beginning, but nobody ever responds to anyone.
No, they're all dicks about it.
They all just promote themselves. And it's like...
Kind of like me.
Yeah.
The best you'll get out of me is a little favorite star.
I tweet funny stuff all the time. Whatever pops in my head, I tweet it. But if I have something coming up, like a show or if
you
we do
the
show...
You can tell it's funny. I'm laughing now.
I'm going to... Is this a clean show?
Yes, it is. Try to keep this one clean. Because if it's
Sparklers.
Clean, we can upload this one to air tonight on Fairfax County Public Access. And then people, you know, we're going to get into debating Donald Sterling later.
Then
it's going to be like a whole race thing.
Show.
We're going to blow minds. Pretty much we're going to change the way you think. No hyperbole whatsoever.
We had a purpose in life and it was this episode.
I like that. Sense of destiny. But before we get into that weighty topic, why do they make lemon candy? Why? You were passing out those Mike and Ikes earlier. Very kind
that
of you.
That I had to work in a really gross manner to get the dollar from you to use in the vending machine.
We don't talk about that on air. Those are hijinks for off air.
People like to know.
You don't discuss that.
Try to lure me into the kitchen with a dollar.
Some people have a sour tooth, though. I might be one of those people.
What, like a savory tooth? Is there such a thing?
There's the not sweet tooth, and I mean, look at me. Like, I don't really appear to be the kind of person who gets down with sugar a lot, so.
You're a thin, trim young man. You're like a half Asian Gandhi.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy who probably like 100 years ago would have like sucked on a lemon. That would have been my idea of dessert.
That is disgusting. Was that ever actually dessert?
Stonewall Jackson used to do that for those.
Sucking on a lemon? That's an
expression
that's like, go F yourself.
He was just so hardcore. You know, but if you don't
eat
sugar.
Don't you tell someone to like, go sit on a bedpost? Did they get off on that 100 years ago, too?
Let me bring in my expertise over here.
Okay.
All
right,
educator.
Prostate milker. Get talking.
If you don't eat sugar, it's not in your system. You don't crave it because we crave sugar because it's in our intestines. It stays in our intestines.
I'm with you somewhat on that, but why in the name of hell would anyone like lemon? It tastes like dog ass.
Yeah,
I think it's more of a discipline thing. Like he was saying, if it was 100 years ago, he would go suck on a lemon for dessert. But to someone with a really clean system, a lemon might actually be good. And a lemon might
I really
been,
doubt it.
I think it's more because it like makes you feel like I don't want anything else right now. I just sucked on a lemon. I'm done.
That is true.
It's like it'll the way I brush my teeth once in, like, maybe twice a year instead of eating ice cream, like, for the third
That's
helping.
That's a good trick. Actually, Pamela Anderson does that.
Oh, really? I kind of figured it out myself. Yeah, I'll just gargle with some toothpaste.
She's like,
then,
I don't want something when my mouth is all minty.
And 5 minutes later, I'm eating chocolate ice cream with a mouthful of toothpaste.
Or in her case, she's eating Tommy Lee sausage.
Good old Pamela. Why are you bringing up Pamela? You don't know.
Because that's really where I learned that was she's like, I stay thin because I brush my teeth instead of eating dessert.
She stays thin because she has hepatitis B. Her liver functions at 15%.
Oh, my grandma had hepatitis B. And she was not very thin.
Who?
Till the end.
Who?
My grandma got hepatitis B through surgery in America, of all places.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Like in the early 90s.
At the Arthur Ashe Clinic? What
the hell? I don't know. Jeez. Oh my God, that was terrible.
That's racist. That's racist.
Okay, what?
You're right, because it wasn't an AIDS blood joke. I was joking that a bumbling black doctor would just inject her with hepatitis blood.
Jesus, John.
Why do the doctors at the Arthur Ashe Clinic have to be black?
As he discussed the third House Party movie, In Between Sutures.
Oh my.
No, what's up? What's going on?
Why do all the doctors at the Arthur Ashe Clinic have to be black?
I don't know.
Is that a joke? I don't know why.
No, I'm because you yeah.
I just want him to have that sensible haircut.
Because of that was a good what's that thing called?
Racism.
Affirmative action.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say segregation. That's like, no, these are where the black doctors work. The white ones go here for the white patients.
You know, I think because I've been listening to a lot of Opie and Anthony and Howard Stern recently.
Good for you.
I got my Sirius back.
Good for you.
I mean, I listened to them for a long time. Like, before when they were on 106.7, I listened to them, like, I remember going on spring break to New York, and they had that show where the girls had to sit in the barrels where they dumped all the nasty stuff into.
The 55-gallon drum challenge.
Yes! Do they still do that?
No, that was kind of the end of their zany days. When, them in, like, a big, one of those industrial barrels. Like, something, if you found it in Final Fight, you would use it as a weapon. Hagar would throw it across the screen. They filled them with, like, what, dead eels?
Oh, my gosh. This is the worst. Like, I'm pretty sure they went to the back of, like, an H Mart and just got
That's
all the
racist.
Garbage.
That's racist.
That's why I'm trying
She's
to
She's right. If you listen to it, it sounds pretty
cover
right.
Cover my hand and look directly at you. Yeah.
It was a good bit. Find it on YouTube
if
you don't know what we're talking about.
But because I've been
So you listened back in the day.
Yeah, I've been, I literally started listening to Howard Stern when we moved to America and my dad would play him and didn't realize what I was listening to. And, like, I started speaking English from listening, like, to Howard Stern and Don and Mike. I'm not even
That's
kidding.
That's awesome.
That's a good story.
That's
Look
why I
this.
Have, like, the dirtiest mouth ever.
Look at that.
And sense of humor.
It was a damn good story.
But
Pause
I think
break. There you go.
I think because I've been listening to them again recently, I got serious. I'm more tolerable of your guys' racist antics.
Tolerant. I'm not tolerant of your butchering of
my
language.
I got smarter.
Go back home. Go back home.
Yeah, I'm going to just stay here for a while with everything going on there.
Well, speaking of hate-filled Jews, do we get to the the episode's crumpet?
Yeah,
the dessert?
The trending topic in the world outside of sports.
Yeah, trending topic of the day, unless you're listening to this Thursday, in which case, boy, has this story just not gone away all week long, people.
This ain't going away for a while.
Now that I found out he's Jewish, I feel like I'm betraying my people, even though what he did say was wrong.
Well, let's introduce it. For those that don't know, Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers. Why has he got to be an owner? Racist title right there. Owner of the Clippers.
Because he's not rich, he's wealthy.
A tape came out over the weekend where he was talking with his girlfriend, known only as V. Stiviano. V. Stiviano.
Is she a model?
Well, first, I want to know how has journalism died so much that no one's gotten off their ass to figure out what her full first name is. We're all just referring to her V. Just V, like the erotic awakening of S. It's a joke, man. They wouldn't have let that slide 10 years ago. And instead, we're just like, oh, it's V. Stiviano because that's her Twitter and Instagram handle. That's how damn lazy we are nowadays.
There's a lot of things to complain about the way the media is covering this, because they do understate, in most cases, the fact that he is both married and has a mistress.
You are just crapping on every point I just wanted to make, my
Sorry.
Friend.
What?
No, you're brilliant. Over the weekend, you've two great minds right here. Over the weekend, this guy, a tape comes out with him talking to his girlfriend, who is both black and Mexican, which pertains to the story in about 5 seconds, saying he does not like her posting photos of her with black people on Instagram. Not dropping N-bombs. He just says black people. She had posted, I believe, over the weekend, a picture with one Magic Johnson, right?
Right, Magic Johnson.
Which, he doesn't even count as black. Like, I think he stopped being black once he got the AIDS. Like, it was just a give and take. And what got me more than anything...
I think that's the racial reversal procedure Michael Jackson was going for. He tried to get the AIDS, but it didn't work out.
We've all been talking about it all weekend because he's cheating on his wife, right, folks? That's what we're upset about.
I didn't know that.
He's married.
I had no idea.
And he has a girlfriend. And really, the whole country is up in arms because this man is openly flouting the sanctity of his marriage. Oh, wait! That's not why we're talking about it. We're talking about it because he said black people and don't bring them to the game a bunch in a tape where he was obviously set up. And we're going to go over it. Why are you looking at me that way?
No, I'm just going through everything I've like learned about this.
Howard, jump in at this point because you and I focused on this immediately. This is where the country is.
I know about what all the Clippers did. I know about that part.
I mean, what he said is completely offensive regardless of the context
Absolutely.
To me.
Absolutely.
I'm just kind of, because it dates back to a very old way of looking at mixed race people. This is the bizarrest thing about the whole story to me, and this is my take. He's talking to his girlfriend. Let's set aside the whole, like, this is his mistress aspect of it. He has a girlfriend who's black and Mexican, and he's asking her not to hang out with black people, basically because it highlights the fact that she is also black. I think what he's asking her to do is to hang out with people who are lighter skinned so she doesn't look black. And
oh,
this is like,
wouldn't
you want her
that's a good
next
point.
To like Manute Bol though? Wouldn't you want her next
so
to
she
like,
looks lighter?
Yeah, you want her next to the cast of what is it, Captain whatever the hell.
No,
what's the new Tom
Captain
Hanks movie?
Phillips?
Yeah, Captain Phillips. You want her next to the Captain Phillips.
That's not how it used to work, because back in the segregation era, like, if you were kind of in between.
Y'aller.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you did what you could if you really, like, put a lot of stock into being a part of, like, a full member of society, really, at the expense of, like, admitting that you're black. You did everything under your power to look white. Now, a lot of people who are light-skinned were like, I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to be me. And that's cool. But, you know, to the extent that you find yourself the mistress of the Clippers owner and he's saying these things to you, you got to make a choice. And I think it sounds like to me she would have kept the choice except for the fact that his wife sued her for taking money.
Yeah,
so there's a lawsuit right
she's
now.
Getting
wait, his wife is his manager?
No, the wife, I think, just got wind of either maybe gifts given to this chick or she just pilfered this crap from the dude and was like, Daddy, I need another $200,000. I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
That's the allegation from the wife, and then the mistress
said,
is claiming
what I read
that it was a gift.
In that was that the woman putting these accusations, no, not her, putting the accusations against her that she was taking advantage of an old man. That's
well,
what
it's true.
I read.
It's true.
Are you kidding me? What is
he's
doing?
He's 81.
So
he's
he has a wife and he wants to put it in something.
Well, I'm just, look, you
so
shouldn't
he,
cheat, but young
that's
tail,
I'm talking
about young
at all.
Exotic
okay, cheating
tail.
Aside from all of this, he's not taking advantage of a younger girl?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
But why should she have to give all the stuff back?
I'm with you on that, too. She shouldn't.
That
was pretty much
should.
Services rendered.
So this is...
Yeah, exactly.
You have to understand, though. He's an old Jewish dude. In his day, exotic was a blonde shiksa. And now he's got...
You think I don't get that?
This half black, half Mexican chick with jugs like holy S. If you go to her Instagram, pipe-fitting lips. You think he's not going to cave for that? He just had a blonde at home. Now he's got this... Straight out of a Flo Rida video? For Christ's sake, man. Only got so much restraint built up in us.
What's the closest a Jewish man comes to cheating?
What?
When his wife dyes her hair blonde.
Horrible. You and your corny ass.
It's because of the guilt.
My whole point with this, man, and we're, again, let's start analyzing it bit by bit.
You know, and he said black, so, you know, maybe he's not as bad. Maybe, well, I don't know. But I was just going to say, I was thinking, there's no derogatory term, because I called you, and I left you a message, and I called you a guinea, because there's no derogatory term for Greeks.
We got but what, wog?
What? Well, I don't even know what that is.
That's Australian more.
Because your culture's been around for so long that people, like,
everyone owes everything to us, so yeah.
Nobody knows anymore what even the hateful words are.
It's like trying to
are.
Insult Coca-Cola. We built the country, pretty much. You can't do it.
So, like, if you took away the power from these words, I think it would be a different...
You're trailing off. It's okay. Just punch out.
Okay, I'm done.
There you go.
But he wouldn't have dropped an N-bomb because she's black, too. And, like, he's trying to get more gash at that point.
Well, what I first want to explore, exactly, everyone hears, he's like, don't bring a black person to the game. Please, that's what I'm asking of you, my
you know what he should have done?
Mistress. What?
He should have dumped her. He should have dumped her and gone and got another one because he's in L.A. It's not like gold diggers are that hard to find.
All right. Where was I before you rudely jumped on my point?
I don't know. You were...
Before you choked it out like that baby in the tub in the Joy Luck Club. Where were we? Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got this chick. She's half black and half Mexican, not even half white. This is just all quote unquote minority. He's saying black people instead of N-bombs on the tape. Then a rule he lays down for her.
You're right.
It's okay if you bang black guys. Just don't bring them to the game. Well, now, by virtue of saying don't bring a black person to a game, yeah, he's racist on some level.
You know what
he
think
also
it is?
Said really don't post pictures of yourself with them on Instagram.
On Instagram, yeah. With black people. But can we acknowledge a dude that unless he's fielding the Celtics from the late 70s or something like that, I'm going to guess he's got a couple of black dudes on the Clippers roster.
You think?
Yeah.
NBA players?
Exactly.
Might be black?
I think he might be putting a couple of ducats into African-American pockets.
Do you think there might be an Asian in there?
No. They're not the Rockets. And he's given so much to the NAACP that they've got him lined up for an award and have said previously they've stuck up for the dude because there's been rumors of this guy saying racist stuff for like 10, 11 years.
There was a housing discrimination lawsuit against him. And so he settled out of court for 2 point some million. His insurance company is the payer on that settlement, though. So he claims he never admitted fault. But yeah, there was a housing discrimination case based on some of his rental properties.
Okay.
Yeah, so, he's a slumlord. Like, Jewish slumlord, shocker.
No, he's not. I don't think he's a slumlord. I think he owns some like high-end places that wouldn't let black and Hispanic residents, allegedly. So.
You know what it probably was? They wouldn't have low-income housing. Because you know how every property has to...
I don't think every property does.
I wouldn't speculate on that.
I don't think the Watergate in D.C. had a Section 8 section in it.
I think, like, every property has to.
No, that's not.
No.
I've thought about that. I've wondered about, like...
If you accept Section 8 money, yeah. That's
exactly.
Different.
If you take the subsidy... But I'm pretty sure you don't have to give your cut.
And you cannot discriminate based on race when people apply. I think that was the crux of the problem.
Yeah.
Where they were actually
because, again, they have him on tape saying, like, he doesn't want blacks or Mexicans. What is it in the housing place? Because he's like, Mexicans make smelly neighbors. Which,
oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one.
I mean, if we're talking about their actual body scent, that's a little racist. If we're talking about the cooking, come on.
Then
work with me
then
here.
Then I can understand why he wouldn't let... other brown people in, but...
Yeah. Let's play some of the tapes, though, because TMZ leaked these over the weekend. They're hilarious to me. And I still... There's just something to be said. Everyone wants to jump on it and go, this is racism.
You know what it is with this guy?
I'm trying to talk, but what?
Oh, he sits around with his other old 80-year-old Jews where they still think this is acceptable to, like, sit around and talk like this. And they know he's shtupping. Shtupping is Jewish for banging.
We know.
This girl.
We've all watched a Seinfeld or two. Stop acting like this is 1962 and that was groundbreaking. Shtupping. And,
sometimes
losing our wasp
know.
Minds. Like, oh, that silly talk of theirs. No, we know what it is.
Anyways, so he's banging this girl and these guys that he's friends with, this group of guys, knows, you know, if she... They see her with another dude, Magic Johnson. They all automatically think, oh, well, she's banging this guy too now.
What? No one's going to think she's banging Magic. A, he has AIDS like a champ.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Why
B,
he doesn't want...
Doesn't he have Cookie at home?
This getting back to the other boys in the good old Jew boys club.
I think CU was looking in our neighbor in the other studio. I wouldn't be shocked if we were told to be hush-hush in a minute. But that's another break for another minute if it comes to fruition.
I'm trying to make less Asian jokes because my brother's girlfriend's half Asian. It's really hard.
Yeah, not to mention a Chinese national, and I'm not joking about that, is probably going to have us quieted. So maybe you could, yeah, stop dropping C-bombs. Or I guess that would be the other C-bomb.
The other C-bomb.
The other C-word. Yesterday they came over to my parents' house, my brother and his girlfriend, and my brother comes in, and his girlfriend's taking forever. I'm like, what's going on? He goes... She's parking the car. She's going to take a while. And I was like, I'm trying not to make
Asian jokes. She's
just
a woman.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the Asian-ness.
You sure? You sure it's not like two strikes?
She can't drive at night because she can't see anymore.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like a chick who has the Pistorius legs trying to get her to operate a car. Good luck with that.
Oh, my God.
Bitch should have those spatulas in the kitchen, not on a pedal.
That's racist.
Get to the clips, Papa.
I'm just saying. I want people to appreciate the complexity of the... Obviously, it's racist in some way, but please appreciate there's some complexity to this as opposed to what happened to, was it Danny Alves, the European football player? People are just chucking bananas at this guy on the field.
Oh, my God.
If you want to...
That's so European of them.
I was going to say...
It was Spain, right?
Yeah. At the end of the day, America, we've done a lot to counter racism. Even our racists give millions upon millions to black people. So let's just keep it all in perspective. In Europe, they hurl bananas at minorities on the field. And the guy grabbed one and ate it as an FU. And like, that's their Rosa Parks moment. And this is 2014.
Running up the field, you need a lot of potassium. Maybe they were worried about his potassium levels.
So
pretty sure that's not how the Spaniards
feel. Okay, Howard,
I know.
Just keep that in mind. Our racists donate to the NAACP and screw half black chicks.
So they're not that racist.
He's not sitting there with burnt cork smeared on his face at half court, okay?
Well, that's true.
Should I say, I guess I should say this before you play the tape, but I feel like, to me, when I understand and hear what he says, I feel like it's almost for the benefit of public appearance alone, where he, yeah, just play the tape, because to me it's just a very old way of looking at it.
Why does he
sad.
Say, we don't need to broadcast this? Did he know she was recording it?
No, he was talking about the Instagram picture.
Yeah.
Oh.
He doesn't want her letting the world know that she consorts with shvoogies.
She's allowed to have black friends, but it needs to be done in private, is his message. This is like such an old way of looking at it. It's very disappointing. As
Let
many
me hear
people
some videotape. I'm excited now.
Sometimes I say that to Rich.
Oh, man.
It's more just because I don't like the way he dresses. And I'm like, this is racism. That's why I'm not inviting you here. But really, I just don't like his selection of shirts.
Did you see that picture I posted at the Clippers game of... It's a guy, a black guy, and he's holding a sign and says, I'm black. And the guy next to him says, I brought a black guy to the game.
I don't, that kind of anarchist flouting of the rules, I'm not so sure I support it. But let's just get to the clip. So.
Honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, too.
All right. Already. Honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, too. That's not so bad so far, is it, people?
He sounds like such a sad old man.
It sounds like he's talking to a speaking spell. I wish, you know, if you're going to blackmail a guy, get a clear recording, for Christ's sake.
I wish I can change the skin. the color of my skin doesn't
issue. So she's saying, I wish I could. Oh, I've seen the picture. It's okay. She's now saying, I wish I could change the color of my skin. And he replies, that isn't.
What's the issue? The issue is we don't have to broadcast anything. I'm not broadcasting anything.
Right already. I'm going to stop you right here.
Maybe it's because he played for the Lakers.
He deserves a medal for putting up with that accent. What the hell is going on? She sounds like Vergara and Charo all thrown into a blender. What the hell, man?
I have no sympathy for him. Like, he's done it to himself. I don't know. Well, like, going back to the fact that he's cheating on his wife, it's like, I mean, he's doing it.
At that age, you're too old to cheat. Like, your brain's not going to keep up with the lies.
No, he's not. He's openly cheating. That's the thing.
This is what you do when you're a billionaire. Yeah,
I'm rich. Wife, you sit at home. I need to drain him. Do you want to play with this old liver spotted?
I don't think that's the question. I think he's like, I'm tired of you. I'm getting some young.
Yeah, but I think even she at this point is like, yeah, get that thing out of my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's got her own toy.
Yeah, maybe.
At that age, you don't. I mean, think you want
if
it
he's
anymore.
Okay with her banging around, I guess he'd be like, oh, I'll keep it to Puerto Ricans or so. I don't know what the rule is with the wife. Anyways, man. But yeah, you're rich and you're old. No one, you get old enough in a marriage, no one wants to screw the other partner. That's the last thing on earth. It goes from boredom to outright disgust beyond a certain age. It's like, ah, God, I know what comes out of that thing. Just get it the hell out of here.
But they have too much money to get divorced. That's my suspicion.
Or they may just be too old.
They built
don't
a life
anymore.
Around each other,
yeah.
Too.
They have to split up their friends.
I mean, isn't that
they
every guy's?
That's
every guy, like, his fantasy life. You get rich, you're with someone you love, but she lets you, you know, take care of what you got to take care of instead of hitting her for 40 years in a row.
But yeah. Not like she brought
she's
this.
She's got two replaced tips. She doesn't have time for that.
She brought the lawsuit against the mistress to reclaim money on, like, a property theory that, like, she took money from.
This is a
the
retaliation.
On the mistress's part, absolutely. Again, when she says, what's the issue? You think this isn't the 500th time he's like calling her like, why are there pictures of you with black people on my phone?
Yeah.
And she's like, say it into the microphone. What are you talking about, sweetie?
I don't do anything wrong.
I don't do anything wrong.
Nobody said you did anything wrong.
I don't do anything wrong. If we ever have any issues, it's because people call you and tell you things about me that are not true.
Oh, her voice.
I know, her voice is the worst.
Anything wrong.
This is racist. I want to tell her to get back to work.
Well, that's not racist. That's just wanting to help the GDP.
Oh, she is the worst.
Broadcasting.
I'm not broadcasting anything.
Pictures. With minorities, why?
What's wrong with minorities?
What's wrong with minorities? She's
minorities.
Like,
that's a total setup.
Have you ever hung around a racist? At the drop of a pin, they'll tell you exactly their theory on everything. Howard's taking car rides with me.
He's a minority.
Good God. Yeah, that's true, too. Why is he trying to pass in our Gentile, Christ-fearing world? We know what he's up about. But, yeah, have you ever met a racist who's like, I really don't want to discuss this matter? It's just how I feel. No. No. They will talk about it the way a man from Chicago will discuss why no one will beat the 85 Bears ever.
I'm sorry, the 85 Duh Bears.
Okay, you got the reference. You at least know what I was talking about. That's good. But, yeah, she's setting him up like crazy.
He's and too old to realize it.
Again, look, if you feel this way about black people, NBA, maybe not the place for you. Go
maybe
out on the
hockey? Land. I don't know.
The only place you could work with more black people is if you ran an email center where they're like sending those spams and it's like, hello, the Solicitor General has held up my money. If you send me £500, I'll get it back to you and blah, blah, blah. That's it.
What you mean with all the Nigerian princes?
Exactly. That's it.
That was beautiful. Sometimes you just
it goes
make
that and then NBA,
gems.
And then the band Living Color. That's third.
What's wrong with Vladimir Putin?
Black
people.
I'm
talking to an enemy. There's nothing wrong with minorities. They're fabulous.
Fabulous.
That's so great. There's nothing wrong with minorities. They're fabulous. I love that.
Look, in his defense, he didn't know he was being recorded. And the fact that he said that, I don't know if he's all that. Obviously, he's not that racist. He owns an NBA team. Well, and but he shouldn't think that way. And
look, if we're going to define racism as like racial discrimination, yeah, he's racist. Here's the thing.
Because he won't let her bring black people to the game.
Well, look.
But just her. It's not like he's not letting black people at all come to the game.
Before we play more tape, it's also like a greater good thing, if you will. Like, would you prefer an old Jewish guy says stuff about black people on tape and then, like, you know, hires black players and gives money to the NAACP? Or would you prefer the guilty white liberal who works at the nonprofit and makes $18,000 a year, who's like, there isn't a racist bone in my body, but doesn't do a damn thing for black people?
You're right. That's totally right. And actually, I prefer black people over white people. I enjoyed living, like, being the only minority in a neighborhood, because then you look less, like, of an asshole.
Look, I'm just fine with someone who's like, radio's a dying medium. You're an idiot for wanting to be a DJ, but he gives my website $500 a month. You know what? He's better than the guy who's like, sure, I'll download your show. We've been friends for 20 years. And then maybe he's listened to 30 seconds of me. All I know, if you're...
And all that 30 seconds was me.
I don't care what's in your heart. I care about what you're doing for me.
That's true.
That's really how I see it. We can continue, though.
Fabulous. Because you're an enemy to me.
Why?
Because you don't understand.
I don't understand what?
Nothing.
That racism still is alive?
No, but there's a culture.
What
people steal certain things. Hispanics steal certain things towards blacks. Blacks steal certain things towards other groups.
This sounds like an episode of the show.
He's so old.
Yeah. Again, he's just, by the way, he's just so old that he can't process, like, entire ethnic groups haven't broken down into, you know, smaller subsections.
Yeah.
What he's talking about, blacks feeling things for certain groups. Yeah, there are certain, like, socioeconomic pockets of blacks that still are duking it out with, like, Jewish landlords and crap like that in the Bronx.
Like, I mean, when we moved here from Ukraine, I had never seen black people in my life. And, of course, everything I heard, I was like, oh, that must be true. It took me, like, a long time.
Whoa. What did you hear and from who?
From other Russians. I don't want to name names.
Yeah, their names are mom and dad.
No, not my mom. Okay. But, like, you know, it took me a long time to realize white people are really the devil. Everyone else is fine.
I think everyone's pretty shifty. And I'm not one of those guilty dudes who's like, oh, I feel completely safe walking down a city street surrounded by black people at 3 a.m.
Okay,
If I'm in a crappy neighborhood, I'm going to get mugged. That's how I view it. But that's a socioeconomic thing.
Okay, what about all these heroin-addicted white kids from the suburbs that just have
If I'm in a crap white neighborhood, well, first of all, the heroin-addicted kid is going to steal from their parents more likely than me. I'm just saying any bad neighborhood.
I see what you're saying, but they're also more likely to do crazy crimes.
I guess. I mean, I'm just saying, for my money, I don't have particular affinities for any race.
I think these kinds of notions from the past are what's keeping, like, us from prosecuting white kids more now. Like that kid who killed the 4 people when he drove down the road in Texas and the judge.
Whoa, that's a money thing. Why would you even bring race into that?
Because if it was a black kid and did the same thing.
If it was a black kid with that much money behind him, I think he'd get away with it.
You think so?
Yes, I do. 100%.
Like, you definitely get better lawyers when you have more money.
Yeah. I'm going to say if you're a white dude and you don't have a ton of cash and you roll over 4 people, you're probably going to prison. I'm going to go out on that limb.
Just anybody with a public defender has an overworked attorney, period.
Yeah. Haven't you watched Shameless? Fiona's white. She went to jail because she had a public attorney.
I mean, you don't always,
but it's purely a cash thing. I'm not saying there isn't some play. Don't get me wrong. If it's like, it's a tiebreaker. It's almost like reverse affirmative action or whatever. Like, if I'm white and I did the same thing as a black dude and we have the same attorney, I might get a better break. Yeah. But if, you know, friggin' Ennis Cosby, before he joined the Angels, like, ran someone over, and I ran someone over, and it's good old Bill Papa Giorgio, owner of Alpha Plumbing and Hercules Safe and Lock, footing the bill for a lawyer, and Bill is behind Ennis over there, the other Bill, the black Bill with the zany sweaters. Guess who's probably going to get a lighter sentence? I'm going to go with Ennis.
What did he do?
Well, he was killed by people who robbed him, a white man who robbed him, so there you go. I'm just saying, I was looking for a rich black person, and I don't remember if, like, Stevie Wonder had kids.
This is not news. This happened a very, very long time ago.
That's what I'm guessing. That's what I'm guessing. Yeah. I think I kind of knew about this, but I didn't know. Maybe
it was a white Russian guy, actually. When did you come to the country?
That's not important.
Okay.
And not used to be man.
No, that's the honest to God's truth. It was, I think, a black guy and a white Russian. I could be wrong on that, but there's something American about that. A little
there
bit
is.
Of healing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like...
a white immigrant and a black guy teaming together to kill a rich black kid.
Wow.
The Russians probably how they found him.
Who knows, man?
But
who knows?
Here's the best defense that I could offer for Donald Sterling in the possibility that he is not racist is that he is trying to create a public perception only for the benefit of people that he associates with. So the fact that he wants her to only associate with people that are not black in public, it's because he has a belief that the people around him who are white would judge her for that. And
give him grief.
Well, so possibly, maybe he's not all that racist.
Isn't that what I said earlier?
As compared to the people that he spends most of his time with.
Yeah, they sound a lot more racist.
So, like, he's stuck in a terrible position right now because I think his best defense is like, hey, listen, I'm really only doing this for all the rich white people I hang out with because they're a real problem. Obviously, when I run my company.
Yeah, he's probably like, I'm Jewish. They're already bending the rules letting me in the club.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, we got to watch what we do.
But,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's sad that, like, it's still a serious issue with older Americans who have
a lot
of money.
That's why I take off my big G-star when I come here.
I have a hard time isolating him as, like, the only person his age with a lot of money who thinks this way.
No, you're absolutely correct. I differ with you in that I don't really care to change the mind of old people. Like, dude, there are people who grew up during World War II. They wouldn't touch a Honda Civic if you gave it to them for free.
But
they're like, they bought the Zeros that bombed our boys.
Here's the revolutionary undertone.
And that's having morals. I think that's called having morals.
But the revolutionary undertone that people are suggesting is that he needs to be forced to sell the Clippers now because there's no way anyone should have to work for him knowing that he said these things.
Okay, yeah. It's called money. He's going to sign a check and people will come to work. Just like the Clippers did. They turned their jerseys inside out and they wore their practice jerseys, but they knew that they wouldn't be getting that check if they didn't come to work.
The real problem is that fans may stop buying tickets and the current value of the franchise will go down based on this because sponsorships are already starting to pull out. So you're really going to see a devaluation of the franchise. So it behooves him to sell it. It really does.
Let's talk about a little team called the Washington Redskins.
No, I mean, what about it?
They have a super racist name and
but Americans
and
don't
an
care.
Owner people hate. Exactly. People of sports don't care. They don't have morals or values.
No, people in Washington don't care. Good luck telling this to the people of L.A. who have to deal with the Clippers.
Yeah,
those
tell
the people
of L.A. about having morals.
Well, I mean, let's just look more practically at it. It's so much easier to be a Lakers fan to begin with. Like, the Clippers were voted long before any, like, hint of racism came out. They were voted the worst franchise in all major sports. About 15 years ago, something like that, Sports Illustrated just showed they're one of the most poorly managed franchises because Sterling has always underspent. He basically got the Clippers out of
that's
the bargain
racist.
Bin.
A tight-fisted jaw. Color me shocked.
But, I mean, it took him a while to finally be convinced to pay market rates to any of his employees. And so, like, they've only
recently... Do they still
recently...
come to play for him?
Well, here's the problem. He's not going to be able to put a product on the court that equals what he has today And right now, his franchise could be worth like anywhere between $800 to $1 billion. $800 million to $1 billion.
Well, it's going to become
a
problem.
It's going to lose
no free
value
agents
quickly.
No free agents will come there. I think what pisses me off is, as Americans, we have a very simple understanding of things.
People's
I'm trying to talk.
Greed
please,
so much.
Please, please talk when I'm done.
Fine.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. We hear this guy says these things about black people. We immediately want the team gone. We want him gone. That's it. He doesn't really get to make nice. This is just one of the unforgivable sins in our country right now. If you say anything racist, that's it. You got to go. It's like when they killed Billy Batts.
I mean,
Goodfellas.
I am with
Tommy's,
Irene on this. Like some
Tommy's
of the things,
done.
Some things you can get away with. Like right now, you can still get away with the Redskins. Like if people just
because
aren't motivated
that's like
to
a team
that.
With a history. It's not a guy you can point to.
I mean, segregation has a pretty solid history that people quietly still back, apparently. So, I mean, whether or not there's enough people who are going to say, like, I'm not going to be a Clippers season ticket holder anymore, that's the real question. Are the corporate box owners going to stop buying those boxes next year? These are the ways that change will happen, and it really might.
It's just, it's funny. We can only focus on these little simple things, like racist bad. The Royals, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't they owned by, like, Walmart or one of the Walmart family members, one of the Walstons, something like that?
I can't remember.
Okay. Let's just say they are, for the sake of this poorly argued argument.
Right.
Walmart's a horrible institution for at least my money.
Right.
In my opinion, they've ruined, really, the country. Their employees have to, like, get on public assistance half the time. The government subsidies that go toward Walmart employees to keep them alive because that place pays them so effing little. It's insane what the taxpayer gives to Walmart. No one has an issue with the Walmart folks owning the Royals. They do something in my money that is far worse than saying, I don't want you putting pictures of black people with you on Instagram. Here's another $1 million check to the NAACP. That's just my take. Arena, talk now. Your hand was up. I appreciate that.
I did. I was waiting and I forgot what I was going to say. So that didn't help
you need
at all.
Your Ritalin.
I will reply to that with, like, he does have a pattern of underpaying black executives as well. That's something that has
been
pointed
out. But does he underpay his white folks as well or no?
Yeah, he kind of, from what I understand, he's generally underpaid people.
Oh, so he generally
underpays. I mean, if
he's underpays.
Cheap, yeah, if
he's
cheap,
he's cheap
overall.
You're cheap.
Yeah, if you can really say to me, and I'm not saying this in a challenging way, like I really want the dude to stick around. I don't give a crap. I don't care about the Clippers. If he really is underpaying black people that work for him, that's messed up. That has to change. That has
but
to
he
go.
Does underpay everybody.
But if he's underpaying
he's
everyone.
He's equally cheap.
Yeah, and he's just bitching that he doesn't want his half-black girlfriend posing with black people on Instagram because his richy rich buddies are like, oh, look at you mixing with their kind again.
That's what it is, but that's
he's
what
pulling
I,
a hesh.
Yeah, but
he can't say no.
Do you blame anybody who's black
chocolate.
For saying I never want to work for this guy now?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no, dude. You have to, you'd have to have the patience of a saint to be like, he's going to change his tune. You'd really have to be optimistic to be like he'll atone for it publicly, and everything will work out. Like, I mean, if I had to pick between him and what, there's 30 teams in the league, right?
Right.
Like, I got 29 other owners who aren't on record saying they have an issue with black people. It's like if 5 radio stations, indulge me in fantasy for a minute, wanted to hire us, and one was owned by a Turk who was lambasting the Greeks every chance he could get, and he's cheaper than the other owners. Well, yeah, screw him on 2 levels.
Well, now, like, he's paying market rate now. That's the thing. Like, that's why they're good. Suddenly, that's why they're in the playoffs. That's why, like, before all this came up, people thought
just
they
like
had a
the
chance
Wizards.
To make the finals.
Well, even then, I wouldn't want to work for the shawarma eating bastard.
Right.
How's that?
Hey, Jews eat shawarma.
I think everyone does. Yeah. That armpit. My people probably do too.
Yeah, they do.
I love
probably.
Shawarma. I used to love shawarma. I don't eat meat anymore.
I just think, like, it's going to be.
You just ate a brick of salmon in front of us.
That's fish. That's
when
different.
Did you get all Catholic?
What do you mean? I
isn't that like
don't
a Catholic
like
definition? No, I'm with you, by the way.
Pescatarian.
Okay. Pescatarian.
But nobody knows what it is, so I just say I don't eat meat.
Okay. More tape. More tape. All right, let's do a little
roll
of this.
Roll it.
By the way, I've never actually done TMZ's audio before. I apologize for the dun, 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 that they air every 15 effing seconds. I get it. You're on TMZ Sports. Howard, who's calling?
Sorry, I don't know.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't a big deal. I actually needed a couple seconds breather. Just want to chill for a second. Maybe squeeze a fart out. Focus on that before anything else follows it out the chute.
It's been that way historically, and it will always be that way.
But it's not that way in my heart and in my mind.
Maybe you want to adjust to the world.
But why? If the world doesn't do anything for me and they don't make me happy.
You're right. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue.
I can't be racist in my heart.
And that's good.
She's dumb. I can't be racist in my heart? What is she talking? We can all be racist. Good Lord. I don't get what she's going for.
And they say Mexican education systems are better than ours.
She's just no one says that. She's just egging them on.
They actually are.
I'm living in a culture, and I have to live within the culture. So that's the way it is. That's how I got it. I got the whole message. You live with your heart.
I don't... You
can't be flexible. You can't...
I am flexible. I understand that. Flexible. That's the way you were raised, and that's your culture, and I'm respectful.
Why do you have to disrespect them? Those are...
Who am I disrespecting?
He's basically saying he's too old to make new friends.
Pretty much, yeah. He's like, I'm 81.
I can't be moving to a new retirement home.
I am a bad dinner away from dying in my sleep.
He's like, I'm a nap away from dying in my sleep.
It just drives me nuts. This is the big story. And
I'm
we have to run with
heart.
It. Yeah.
I can be racist in my heart.
Hopefully he'll be smart and pay someone else to do something racist this week and he'll be nobody
exactly.
will care anymore.
It just it does almost sound like he doesn't want to have black friends. And that's a problem
it's
considering
his culture.
The majority of his employees
the way he is.
Are black. Like
yeah,
his on the court employees. And
are
so
most people
creates
friends
a,
with their employees?
No, but he doesn't have friends outside of his employees that are black, it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with you. It's just one of those deals, dude, you're in the wrong place. Like,
yeah.
Why don't you go buy the Kings, for Christ's sake? Just swap teams if that's your bag. If you want to be surrounded by a bunch of white dudes, the Kings.
The Eshi thing, I'm trying not to curse.
Yeah, here, the Essie thing.
The Essie thing here is... If a black dude was rich enough to be in his culture, they wouldn't care, I'm sure. But that guy probably wouldn't want to hang out with
them. You're talking crazy talk. Why don't we talk about a dragon owning a team?
You're so stupid.
Another figment of mythological thought.
No, NBA's the only
yeah,
league where
guy,
a black guy actually
this old guy
owned.
Is a dragon.
Oh, who owns? I forgot.
No, it was a Charlotte Bobcats run by Bob Johnson.
Okay.
And then he sold them to a group that...
Magic wanna...
Michael Jordan now owns a...
Part, but part I think of. Magic, and this would be a nice little comeuppance if Magic came along and bought the Clippers. He's
that would be
mentioned
hilarious.
It,
but
so.
he's deep in that crazy contractor deal for the Dodgers. He's part of that like insane like what $2 billion deal. They
yeah.
paid an insane amount of money for.
Well,
that
was the last franchise sold in North America, right? I believe
most recently, I think so. Yeah,
yeah. And God, it got a lot. More than I expected.
I mean, it's
no,
the Dodgers, so.
I guess it's weird. There just aren't a lot of people, black people with that kind of wealth yet. I'd be all for a couple of them acquiring NBA teams. What the hell?
It's going to happen.
Well,
it's
it's the blackest
time.
League on earth, so they get some representation in the ownership,
yeah.
too. Go for it.
I mean, look, a Jew owns a team. I'm sure that wouldn't have happened 100 years ago.
I mean,
that's true.
Here's why the players matter, and this is why, like, you cannot – just say that, oh, they're merely employees. Like, if you look at what Cleveland's team was worth when LeBron was on the team, it was over $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
When he left, that owner lost more than $200 million of value.
Who was that, Dan Brown?
I can't remember his name. He's insignificant to me because all I cared about was LeBron James was on that team.
The only reason we knew him outside of Cleveland was he really acted like a baby for months after LeBron left.
Yeah, and at this point, LeBron has done a couple of things where he said he would consider coming back to Cleveland, and now that owner has to set aside his pride if he wants LeBron
Dan Gilbert,
to ever
sorry.
Come back, because that means almost by then, LeBron's going to be at the tail of his career, it's still going to be worth like nine figures. You know, like it will change the value of his franchise based on one person. Like you look at Jordan. Jordan's now a part owner of a team because he made the Bulls into one of the most popular teams in the country. He made the NBA into one of the premier sports leagues in America and the world. You remember when he went to China a couple years ago? And all those Chinese people had crazy signs that said, like, you are God. I actually think they meant you are a God, but they don't use articles or something. It still looked pretty cool. But, you know, it's just like he made it a global game. And so, like, he has generated so much economic activity. So for these owners to act like they're mere owners is bogus. The reality is, like, the NBA is completely driven by the personalities on the court, and they have a lot of the value that goes into that shield.
I don't think anyone's doubting that.
No, but they're just not merely employees. They should have some input on this guy being able to keep ownership of this team.
Yeah, I'm with you. Honestly, if I'm big on in any business, the labor has something to say. But especially, yeah, where, look, you talk about unions or whatever the hell you want. If the auto workers aren't really happy with the guy who runs their plant or owns it, I don't know how much can be done as long as he's paying a fair wage and everything. This is one of those scenarios where even if this guy has finally changed his tune and is paying a living wage, he's got to go. I just, from what he said, and I think the circumstances are crappy, and I think he was set up.
And I'm sorry. So his mistress set him up because his wife was suing her. Yeah. There's something wrong with this guy. I don't feel sorry for him.
I'm not saying I feel sorry. He has to go. I think it's kind of...
He's old as F.
I
feel sorry for him. I think his mistress is a see you next Thursday. And the fact that...
He shouldn't have a mistress, period.
Yeah.
You cannot blame that on senility.
That's the way you live your life. She knew about her.
Whoa, you're going to blame her?
That's their business.
You're going to blame her. For him having a mistress.
I'm going to blame the wife for having a mistress? I'm not blaming anyone. I'm saying that's the way their marriage worked. And not everything has to be your monogamous way. That's the way
you
live your life.
Is it working when the wife sues the mistress? Is that like a public thing that needs to be done? This is weird. This is messed up.
I'm sure that wasn't done in the public.
No, lawsuits are public record, period.
This chick is getting the boot, so she's gripping onto anything she can.
No, she's getting even for the lawsuit that's been filed against her. She had to retain attorneys for a $1.8 million lawsuit against her. This never would have come out if the wife hadn't sued her.
That was really stupid on the wife's part.
So why are her and her husband not able to talk? That's right. He's cheating on her. There's something wrong. This is not a working marriage. If you're going to like have some sort of side arrangement
like
this.
He's 80. There's nothing working on that man. Like, who cares? Let him go and let his
marriage die. I'm not
going to
let him off for any of this. To me, the worst part is
thank
like
God
all
Howard's
this came
here.
Out. All this came out. The reason all this came out is because he was cheating. Like, if this was actually okay between him and his wife, it wouldn't be out right now, but it clearly wasn't because there was a lawsuit, and then this got leaked as a measure for the mistress to get even. And guess what? I can't think of a better way to, like, this reminds me of Madea.
Do you think her lawyers talked her into doing this? They're like,
no,
that
they
would
can't.
Be a good idea.
Can't do it.
No, I think this was just her.
Look how innocent and cute Howard is.
No, is her I'll tell you exactly what a lawyer can say.
She's
it's
heard
like,
this 500 times, like I said. And she's like, gee, I wonder if this will be some sort of ammunition. Because
she knew
for me.
She was
yes,
about to get cut off completely. She needed something.
I think that's
I've heard that
very
she's gotten
likely.
About a $500,000 for this.
Somebody's been trying to catch this guy for years.
Bitch. No. Yeah. I don't think anyone's been trying to catch this guy. She's
a disgusting
she's just a piece
person.
Of crap.
She is. She's garbage.
Oh, and he's just.
No, they're both filth. I'm just
yeah.
Not I guess also yeah.
He gets
you should,
a pass because he's rich.
You should maybe focus on the fact that this girl has listened to this crap for however many years she's been with this dude, and she's black and Mexican. It just takes his like yeah baby. I need $500,000 to go buy jewelry, and he writes the check, and she's okay with it. Or she's a piece of crap. At the
How
end
do
of
you
the
think
day.
They met?
It was a Super Bowl party.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, you're the most wrinkly in here.
Exactly. Like, I'll suck you till the wrinkles leave it.
You want me to suck the wrinkles out?
I don't know. I think I don't remember the points we made.
But I realize she was part
good.
Asian, but she's good at dry cleaning.
No, she's just
not. She looks
Mexican
part Asian.
And black.
She's not.
That was a joke. You guys are the worst.
Ugh. All right. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Arena Davitsky.
You just call me Arena Nice Rack.
Okay. And Howard Flood. In Papa's Basement. That is the show's website. Go there for my writing, as well as both episodes that we do each week of this monster. If you do the iTunes thing or have any sort of podcast subscription software on your phone or computer, it's inpapasbasement.com/iTunes. If you use the Stitcher app on your phone, inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher. The biggest way you can help the show is telling people about it and subscribing using one or both of those services, leaving us a great rating, all that stuff. The more playlists that we appear in, the more ratings we have, the more people can hear whatever the hell we just did for the past hour. At Papa's Basement for me on Twitter and Instagram, at Mile High Jew for Arena on Twitter and Instagram. Howard is at What the F and Heezy on just Twitter, unfortunately. Get on Instagram.
Are you tired after doing all that work for us?
What? No, no. He needs to. I want the symmetry. Everyone else has
He's
the account.
He's very good. I was complimenting you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I know usually we put each other down, but I was being nice.
Yes. Why?
It's like we've come to an
understanding.
Broke, that's
what I say.
John, I thought you told me to take down that Instagram account.
Look, Howard, you know the people that you can take photos with and share, and you know the people that can't. Don't go running to my wife.
Don't be taking pictures with any Jews.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.